Welcome back to Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock tonight right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Lockout, who cares? We're just talking baseball on probably at least three times a week. We'll be back with you on Monday night. But I was a little concerned that maybe our next guest would ghost me after I text him while he was on the great island of Hawaii, getting ready to be in that headspace to make that proposal to his now fiance, Mary. And that is a man that is going to remain with the Dodgers for four more years after re-signing with the team before the lockout started. And that is fan favorite, Chris Taylor. Chris, thanks a lot for the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. What an introduction. Thank you.
You deserve it. Before we get to all the baseball stuff, how much did I interrupt your headspace as you were getting ready to propose in Hawaii with my incessant texting of you?
Oh, not much. You sent me the text that said, don't bother me. I'm on vacation. When I get back, we can talk.
After I saw your post on your Instagram, I was thinking to myself, man, I hope I did not text right at the moment that he was going to propose and your phone was buzzing.
That would not have surprised me if you did that, honestly, with your timing.
I know. My timing, especially with you, is not always the best.
It's all right. I forgive you.
Oh, so the end of 2021, Chris, quite a end to the year for you. You re-sign with the Dodgers before the lockout and you get engaged. I would say that's probably a very unique way to end the year for Chris Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was quite a month. It's definitely two huge steps in my life. And, I'm for obvious reasons, there was a lot of anxiousness the last 30 or 40 days. So, to have those two things behind me, well, not so much behind me with the engagement, but to have that done and be able to look forward and, know I'm going to be in Los Angeles for the next 4 to 5 years, it feels good.
Chris, was there ever any doubt that you would be playing for the Dodgers again, or was there moments in time that you thought, well, maybe I am going to another team?
I always knew I wanted to stay with the Dodgers. It was just a matter of if they were willing to work with me or be competitive, I guess. And, obviously, it was hard to see myself in anything but Dodger blue. And, it meant a lot to me that they were willing to give me the offer they did. And I was really happy we were able to get something done before the lockout.
I had mentioned this the last show that we did. Sometimes we take for granted our family, our friends, and sometimes even our work bosses take us for granted. So I'm sure that was refreshing that not only did you know the Dodgers wanted you back, but they didn't take you for granted and try to shortchange you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Like I said, it meant a lot to me. It says a lot, when they offer you that amount of money and that time frame, and it lets you know as a player that they value you. So, that meant more to me than anything. And being able to stay in Los Angeles, I've fallen in love with this city and the fans and the team and my teammates. So, it's a dream come true. Couldn't be happier.
Chris, what was your experience with free agency? We heard Justin Turner be pretty candid about his feelings and, like you mentioned, some anxiety. I mean, you were a coveted player. Many teams wanted you. What was it like to be wanted and to hear how much other teams think of you?
It was a cool experience, because just being able to talk with other teams and even though I wanted to stay with the Dodgers the whole time, you still have to weigh all your options and play out the different scenarios and seeing how other teams, what plans they have for me, and it was cool. But at the end of the day, like I said, there was only one team I was excited about talking about, and that was the Dodgers.
I know you have one foot in the water with social media, and I know you live here a lot more than other players do. Did you feel the excitement from the fans in the city that when you re-signed with the team, because they had lost Corey Seager, Max Scherzer signed with the Mets? Could you feel the excitement and how much the fans do love watching you play at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, I think, this time of year, coming off of the postseason run, fans tend to recognize me more than normal. So right after I signed, I did get a few people that would see me, like, in where I live and near the beach, and express their praise or gratitude. And so that's always really cool when somebody you don't know or you've never seen before tells you that they appreciate you staying with the Dodgers, and it was pretty awesome.
Chris Taylor is our guest. You can follow him on Instagram. You can find him at Chris Taylor. And also, you can find his new foundation, CT3 Foundation, on Instagram as well. He's got a special event coming up January 16th in Virginia Beach at the Topgolf out there. But Chris, fans in Los Angeles can also support the CT3 Foundation, Driving for Hope.
Yeah, that's right. So, as you said, we're doing this Topgolf event in Virginia Beach, but we're also going to be live streaming it. You're going to be able to live stream my bay that I'm playing in, so you get to watch my golf swing, which is not as good as my baseball swing. I'll tell you that right now. But so easy on the comments. And then there's also going to be a virtual auction, silent auction, so you'll be able to have a chance to win multiple Dodgers memorabilia. I got all my teammates to sign some jerseys for me, and there's going to be a ton of other good stuff too. I got a couple of Magic Johnson jerseys, and so there's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to be auctioning off, and it's all for a great cause. It's for Rock Solid Foundation and the Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters, and they help out with kids and kids with cancer and their families. So it should be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you can get tickets at drivingforhope.com. Chris, you mentioned the beneficiaries are, and one of them is the Children's Hospital. I thought one of the great moments right before Christmas was when the Children's Hospital Los Angeles posted the video of a young boy in bed in the Children's Hospital FaceTiming you and just telling you how happy he was that you re-signed with the Dodgers. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was really cool. So my now fiance, Mary, and I were, we did a virtual visit with CHLA, and basically they put our faces on a robot, and we went from room to room and saw some of the kids there. And one of the kids that you're talking about, his name is Christian, and he was a diehard Dodgers baseball fan, and he knew everything about the Dodgers, and he told me how happy he was that I re-signed. He told me he was at my first walk-off home run game in person. He's thrown the first pitch out at Dodger Stadium before, and he said he got to celebrate after we won the World Series in 2020, which I told him I was happy he got to celebrate because we didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Chris, that was one of the great moments that you always hear about when it comes to the personality and the heart of the game. And I know you don't take yourself too seriously and you just play the game, and that's what everybody loves about you, but that had to touch a part of you that probably you didn't even know you had.
Oh yeah. It was really cool. And there's so many great kids there, and you know, they're going through such a hard time. So to be able to just take their mind off of it, even for a moment, and, you know, see how excited they got. You know, it's crazy. It's something that just takes, you know, 10, 15 minutes out of my day can have such a big impact on them. So, you know, that's why we do this. We've been blessed to be put on this platform just for playing the game of baseball. And I think it's our duty to make the most of it and, you know, do something that's going to make a difference.
That's why the city of Los Angeles loves him. Chris Taylor back with the Dodgers, signing a 4-year deal before the lockout. And Chris, I'm sure at this point in time, January, it doesn't feel any different, but how do you approach this lockout situation?
As a player, I think all we can do is be prepared to play spring training on time. And, you know, we're hoping for the best. We hope something can we can agree on something before pitchers and catchers report, and then we can just look forward to the season. I know me personally, that's all I'm doing. I'm preparing like we're going to be reporting on time in February and be ready to go.
And do you get yourself involved in any of this? How do you keep tabs? Are you a player that just likes to, you know, whatever they decide, I'll be ready when it happens?
Yeah, I am not very involved. you know, I tend to stay out of it. I'm hoping we can work it out. We have a lot of players that are at the forefront, and I know they have our best interests. So I'm putting my faith in them. But, of course, I'm interested in it, and I try to keep up with it. But, you know, I'm not making many calls from the player side.
This is the only call you have to make, Chris. I mean, isn't this great? You don't have to be isolated from me. We could talk anytime.
let's just keep it to our once every couple months.
All right, sounds good.
I love you, but... maybe in a different setting.
Okay, sounds good. I hope to see you on the beach in Southern California soon.
There you go.
Chris, thanks a lot.
Suntan lotion.
Of course. I mean, I got to get these triceps ready to go. I got to protect them from the sun. Chris, congratulations. Everybody in Los Angeles is happy that you're staying in Dodger blue. Everybody loves the way you play, and we all know you leave it out on the field. And thank you again for being such a great representative of the team. And Dodger fans, he leaves it on the field for you, so the least you could do is help out his foundation, and you can get information and tickets for his event coming up next week, January 16th, at drivingforhope.com, and follow the Chris Taylor Foundation on Instagram, CT3 Foundation. Chris, thanks a lot, and enjoy the rest of the offseason.
All right, thanks a lot, Buster.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.